From the Ghost Knight Media Studios, welcome to the Paranormal Underground Presents podcast, where we explore the unexplained with our resident panel and our special guests.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Paranormal Underground Presents. This is Cheryl, by the way, just in case you don't recognize my voice from previous podcasts. We're going to do things a little bit differently today. Our podcast will be a bit shorter than usual as our guest had a very busy schedule. She was kind enough to answer many of the questions we had for her, so we thank her very much for that. Many of you know our guest Yvette Fielding from the hit TV show Most Haunted, and some of you actually know her from work prior to Most Haunted. She was actually first seen on British television screens at the age of 13, back in 1983, on the BBC children's sitcom Sea View. She then joined another flagship BBC show in 1987 called Blue Peter, becoming the program's youngest ever presenter at age 18. After leaving Blue Peter in 1992, Yvette went on to present or appear in a range of shows, including What's Up Doc, Practical Parenting, Girls Talk, Karaoke Challenge, and Well-Being. She also appeared on Stars in Their Eyes, Never Mind the Buzzcocks, Richard and Judy, and The Paul O'Grady Show. In 2002, the iconic and controversial paranormal show Most Haunted was born after Yvette and her husband Carl Beatty established their own television production company, Antics Productions, and pitched the show to several networks. At that point, the British TV channel called Living picked up the show, which was an instant hit with audiences and remains one of Living's highest-rated original shows. Most Haunted also airs in the United States on the Travel Channel, as well as in Australia, Canada, Sweden, Norway, New Zealand, Finland, Iceland, and Asia. Many of you listening have most likely seen the show, which features paranormal investigators, parapsychologists, historians, and psychics who explore reportedly haunted sites throughout the UK, as well as an occasional investigation in the US, Ireland, the Netherlands, and Romania. The team uses a wide variety of equipment during the investigations, including video cameras, EMF meters, Ouija boards, and thermal imaging cameras. Most Haunted's success spiraled off into several other TV programs and specials, including Most Haunted Midsummer Murders, Most Haunted Recurring Nightmares, Most Haunted USA, Most Haunted the Live Series, and Ghost Hunting With. So let's go ahead and get started with our Q&A with Yvette Fielding. Talk about your life before Most Haunted.
My life before Most Haunted was quite busy, but I had just given birth to our daughter Mary, and my son was 5 years old. So really, I was a full-time mum and doing some presenting work on the side, and I was very, very happy. Still am.
How would you describe yourself?
Quite outgoing, quite shy in front of celebrities. And I hate going to those celebrity parties. I prefer being at home with my husband, my kids, and my animals.
What would our listeners and readers be surprised to find out about you?
I've never seen a horror movie. Or I don't watch horror movies because they absolutely terrify me, which is quite ironic.
Did you have an interest in the paranormal before you created Most Haunted? And had you experienced anything paranormal prior to creating the show?
Yes, I had an interest in the paranormal before Most Haunted. We had a house that we lived in prior to making the show that was haunted, and we had to get it exorcised. That was quite a horrible occurrence. I remember sleeping at my mum's house, waking up to find a World War II soldier standing at the bottom of my bed, which made me scream a lot.
Are you at all psychic, and if so, how?
No, I'm not psychic. I don't believe many people are. I think that they think they are, but I don't think they truly are.
Do you believe in an afterlife?
Yes, I do believe in an afterlife. I know there is an afterlife, and I have proof there is an afterlife.
What inspired Most Haunted?
Carl Beatty, my husband, is an amazing man, and he's a very creative person. We both came up with the idea together. We sat up till 5 o'clock in the morning coming up with the idea, and we tried to sell it to various TV shows for 6 months, and they all slammed the door in our faces saying that no one's interested in the paranormal. How wrong they all were.
Since Most Haunted was first aired in 2002, it has proven to be immensely popular in the UK and more recently in the US. And the show is one of Living TV's highest rated original shows. In your opinion, what makes the show so popular?
The show's so popular because it touches on something that everyone has been intrigued with for hundreds and hundreds of years. And also it is a show that involves normal people. There's no sort of stars or, you know, the makeup lady's involved, the sound man's involved, the cameramen are involved. And it's in the dark, it's original, and it's new, even though it's been going on for 9 years.
Most Haunted features a historian, a psychic medium, a parapsychologist, and paranormal investigators. Why did you decide on this formula for the show?
We decided on this formula for the show because we felt we had to cover every single base. So we had to have a believer, non-believer, somebody that sat on the fence. We had to have our investigators, and we had to cover the historical side of the show. And I think it's worked.
When trying to communicate with spirits, what do you think is the best approach?
I think the best way to communicate with spirits is work with a group of people and work with them for a long time. So do seances. When you're doing seances, use the same group of people. Keep your energy up. There's no point doing it when you're tired. And most of all, try and be patient.
In your opinion, what has been the most haunted site the show has investigated so far?
There isn't a most haunted site. In 9 years, there have been so many different places that we've been to. There have been lots, you know, lots and lots of different haunted sites that I could say has scared me to death. But there isn't one particular one.
Will the show investigate in other countries in the future?
If other countries invite us to go and investigate locations there, we'll be there quick as a flash.
How do you respond to critics of Most Haunted, and specifically those who claim evidence is faked on the show?
Those who claim that Most Haunted is faked, I feel sorry for, because it isn't. It's not faked. The show is true. And I always invite journalists and people who don't believe to come and witness what we do. But funnily enough, not that many journalists take me up on the offer because I think they're terrified.
I have one final question, and it comes from one of our readers of Paranormal Underground magazine. Lee asks, why do you delve into spiritual investigation on the show, such as using Ouija boards, for example? And do you believe them to attract evil?
Thank you very much, Lee, for your question. I think it's important to use things as Ouija boards, and when they work, they really, really work well, and you can get some incredibly accurate information, which can then be cross-checked by historians. And I really do believe that there is evil, and I think it can come through on the Ouija board. I think it can come through in a séance. I think it can come through whenever you're in a place that has a history such as murder, where terrible things have happened. But I definitely do believe in Ouija boards. I was terrified about using them when we first started Most Haunted, but now I think they're a fascinating tool.
And that wraps up today's podcast. I'd like to thank our guest, Yvette Fielding, for taking the time to answer our questions. If you'd like to check out more of our podcasts or read Paranormal Underground magazine, visit www.paranormalunderground.net.
Paranormal Underground Presents is a presentation of Paranormal Underground and Ghost Night Media. For more information, please visit www.paranormalunderground.net or www.ghostnightmedia.com.